local government, as a sector, is disappointed that there's been no consultation about the proposed amendments, which you describe. And the minister described as intended to improve the operation of councils. So we're quite disappointed. But to talk about removing the fundamental role of a councillor, and that is the obligation to vote, we believe undermines the whole process of being a councillor.
Look, I think a lot of ratepayers would probably agree with you on that, because it's something that... Surely, when you're electing somebody, they are there to vote on a number of issues, to debate all on your behalf. What benefit would there be in taking away the obligation to vote? Can you see any benefit, Bill McArthur?
Our feedback from the sector is certainly overwhelmingly opposed to the deletion of the requirement to vote, unless it's prohibited, of course, under a conflict of interest. But certainly it's fundamental to the role and the obligation of an elected representative to vote on behalf of their community. It's contained in the oath of office that you take on taking up the role of a councillor. It's contained in the council code of conduct. The minister has said she intends to remove it because there is no penalty provision in the Local Government Act, even though the requirement to vote is there.
Mm.
And I think it would diminish the collective responsibility of councillors around a collective decision if they didn't take part in the vote.
Okay, so can you see the potential for certain decisions to be manipulated by people abstaining from voting?
Most certainly. There's always been the option for someone to suddenly take ill and not be present when a vote's taken. But this here is saying that you can sit in the room for the sake of a quorum but still not take part in the vote. And I'd be terribly disappointed if an elected representative of mine sat on their hands and couldn't make a decision on my behalf.
Yeah. How worrying is this, that this now is being flagged and is being considered by Parliament just as you're on sort of the eve of council elections? It's just a few weeks away, really. You've got people who are going to be new to local government that potentially might not need to even vote.
Well, that is a worry, and certainly the timing of this amendment does raise certain questions, but certainly the view of the sector is that it should be compulsory. The sector even supported the view that there should be a penalty for those who don't take part in the democratic decision making.
Okay.
And I think if you've been up at Parliament when the bells ring and you see the scurry along the corridors to take part in a vote, it should be the same for local government.
Yeah, but you still have no clear understanding as to why this would have been even brought forward as part of an amendment, that it wasn't in response to something you don't recall?
Well, as I said, the sector is disappointed that there was no consultation about some of these proposed amendments, and they've taken us by surprise and from left field. And for a minister who's committed to reviewing the Victorian State Local Government Agreement, which part of that agreement underpins the way the two levels of government talk to each other, this is a real surprise from left field.
Okay. Bill McArthur, thank you. We'll wait and see where it goes. It's very, very unusual. Bill McArthur is the president of the Municipal Association of Victoria and a councillor himself. From the Gippsland Local Government Network is Councillor Dick Ellis. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Celine.
What do you think councillors who are already in at the moment, or sitting on council, would think about not having to vote? I mean, how would that sit with the current crop of councillors?
Well, the current crop, I would say that it would be quite perplexing, because we're not we stood for election as representatives of the community and took an oath or an affirmation, you know, that ensured that we voted on all items that came before council. We took that leadership role by choice, and we were happy to comply with the legislation as it exists at the present time. It doesn't remove the suggestion, doesn't remove the obligation to vote, in the sense that if you remain, then you're still under the amendment to vote. So it's kind of quite confusing in a way.
All right. So what's your reading of it? Can you run that us through that?
Well, what I'm saying is that Mr. McArthur quite clearly outlined, it allows certain opportunities for people not to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the suggestion I was under the impression was they were going to change the wording to say the councillor had to be present at the meeting at the time of the vote being taken. Of course, that allows someone to excuse themselves from the chair and not vote. And
There's no proxy system that exists at the moment, is there? If a councillor was away on council business or ill or caring for somebody who was sick in the family, there's nothing. The only thing that exists now is a conflict of interest, so a council can remove themselves from the vote, so not to get caught up in that.
Yes, that's quite correct, and that's quite complex too. And for new councils coming in, getting a good understanding of the conflict issues is difficult enough without this new imposition.
All right. Councillor McArthur expressed that he was concerned perhaps council votes could be manipulated or on a contentious issue. Do you share the same concerns?
Well, we can, you know, like it's tactics, and as Councillor McArthur said, absenteeism is one of the tactics that some councillors could use, and that would be taken as a vote against the issue, you know, a negative vote. So it doesn't help the situation, and I'm just concerned that we weren't involved in any sort of this process of discussion with the minister or the local government Victoria group when they proposed these amendments. In fact, it'd be interesting to see where they came from, whether they came from their new mayoral advisory group or from some other sect.